I think it's a good thing when you have a healthy relationship with your family and your parents. But Liv the Web Girl, your friend has a relationship with their mom, which I've never heard of before.
I just don't understand. And apparently this is like way more common than I thought. Maybe it's because I come from like a very conservative background, but I just have made a new friend and we were talking and she was telling me that her and her mom are very close and she goes to her mom and dishes to her all about her pancake flipping life.
Like details, all the dirty deets.
She said there's not a single like one night stand she had in college that she didn't immediately run and tell her mom about.
Whoa.
They would discuss methods, sizes, moves. They would discuss all of that. And I was absolutely stunned. And I told her that that is an absolute topic that me and my parents just do not discuss. We don't share. It's a don't ask, don't tell policy in my household. And she thought that that meant that I don't have a close relationship with my parents.
833-563-2539. Does anybody else actually have one of these relationships with their mom or their dad or a parent where you are talking about these intimate personal details? And if not, does that mean you don't have a close relationship?
I had a friend who literally, and I won't say her name, but would send pictures of her boyfriend's stuff, what he's packing to the mom.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Because she was very inexperienced and she was just like, hey, is this like normal? Is this
like dad?
Did the guy know this was happening?
No. It was just like, she's like, my mom's my best friend. And I just like, I wanted to know, is this like average? I don't know. Cause she wasn't experienced.
And that's the thing too. She was like, my mom's my best friend. We tell each other everything like how you would a best friend. And I'm like, I'm very close to my mom, but I will never in my life be that close.
Hold on. I just want to rewind back to a second ago, Mackenzie. Your friend doesn't have any other girlfriend she can send D-pics to, but to her mom. What, was the grandma also on the text chain?
So she would just send a pic of her guy, and it was a guy she was really interested in, was like, hey, is this average? Is this little? Is this like, does this look good?
Next time homegirl needs some help, give her my number. I will help her out before going
that
to her
or
mom.
Talk to producer Porkchop. Lord knows how many he's seen in his day.
Oh my gosh. I will never forget the first, when I came back to the came back from living on the West Coast. I had brunch with Chops and we were talking and I was like, I don't know. I mean, I've been in one relationship my entire life. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen any like that. I've been in with one man and he's like, oh my gosh, Mackenzie, I've seen like 40.
Disgusting. 833-563-2539. Does anybody have this kind of relationship with their parents where you're talking about your flipping pancakes and what goes down with that? If not, do you kind of disagree with that? I can't even imagine this stuff. People, the kind of lives they're living. It's insane.
It's insane.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Just amazing what people will share with their parents. Liv the Web Girl has a friend. She talks to her mom about flipping pancakes and that whole life, like all the details, the sizes, the guys, the places, the positions, you name it. Is anybody else doing this? 833-563-2539, or maybe it's kind of a little weird.
Oh my gosh. Charlie on Twitter said that she was very nervous about flipping pancakes for her first time, and she said that her mom gave her pointers on what to do before her first time.
Yeah, that's like so funny. I wonder what the mom's name
is. Oh my god!
Thanks, Debbie.
Oh.
Wow.
Let's go to Allie this morning on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say, Allie?
Just that my mom and I are super close, and we talk about some of those things. Like, I set up her Tinder profile for her because she didn't know what she was doing. But we would never in a million years trade pictures. I don't want to see that. She doesn't want to see that. But, I mean, we're completely open.
That's cool. Did she get some hits on Tinder? Did she get some swipes?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, she did. She's a good looking girl. I'll give her that.
Wow.
Did she, you know, flip pancakes with any of these guys? Kind of meet up with them?
She was married to my dad for a long time, and they recently got divorced, so she's just now getting back into it, so she's a little timid about it. but there were a couple guys that she met up with, and I got to hear the details, but no pictures.
Hold on a second. Okay. Well, obviously, we're on the radio, but what do you, I don't, are you talking like details? Like, are we talking size? Like, what they did? Because I just don't understand why a girl and her mom would you want to hear what your mom did?
Not necessarily, but she would say, she would complain about the size sometimes, but, and I'm married, so she, you know, I don't really give too many details about my husband.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know anything about my dad, thank God, but, you know, some of the details of these guys that she's, and that's, you know, like I said, I'm married now, so I get to live through her now because I don't have that fun anymore.
Oh, wow. Oh. Well, that's
See,
sad.
I guess it's different mom, too, because I tell one of my sisters everything. And it's
Wait, even with your like your ex-husband? Like, did you tell her everything? Or are you talking about now, like, that you're single?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's more juicy.
Because that's awkward. It's like, oh, hey, that's my brother-in-law, yeah. And I know everything about him.
I mean, we exchange funny stories, you know, like that kind of thing. But you don't tell anything to your brother? Or does Lindsay have siblings, your wife?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell. Oh, my gosh.
I bet they know about you.
Yeah, oh, they know.
What you think my wife tells like stuff about me?
Definitely, your wife is so close to her family and her sister.
What do you think she says to them? Like, what do you think she talks about?
Things that go down in that bedroom. I guarantee it. Think about that while you're on a trip with them next week in Costa Rica.
It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.